Right into the freaking garbage.
You see that crap? All that horror crap? Things coming out of crates, people, dead people coming back to life, people turning into weeds, for Christ's sake. I never saw such rotten crap in my life. Where do you get this shit? Who sells it to you? All that horror crap?
Give me a second. Hello and welcome to DWN Productions THC podcast, sponsored by Fast Custom Shirts on this boygob.com and the Horrorphilia podcast. What a cunt. Podcast Network. Joe, I had a fucking long, tiring week. How about you?
It was a fucking good week. Long and tiring, but I hadn't had a whole bunch of those this year, so it's good to get back to that shit.
Mm-hmm. Ain't nothing finer. Yeah. You okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I got the results of the ultrasound back.
Really? So what's that all about?
It's a girl.
You got a baby in your leg?
Yeah, I guess so. A baby girl. I'm going to name her Uterus.
All right, so what do you got to do? You got to... I don't know what pregnant women do anymore, but...
Eat a lot and crave wiener. Is everything okay? Do you need to take a break?
Nah, we're good.
Sure?
Yeah, so what's up with your leg? What's going on here?
I don't know. It's, they said, hey, you gotta wear these special compression socks.
Yeah, they told you that last week. And you ordered them, they were $15 a pair. So, I mean, they told you, like, what the fuck's wrong with your leg, or, like...
Kinda. When I first went, they said something about stabbing me with a hot poker after 3 months of wearing these socks. Because you have to wear these fucking socks for 3 months just so the insurance company knows you tried something. So it's one of those things. And my foot fucking itches now.
If the infection... I was just about to say, do they make you fucking itchy? Because you've been doing that since you got on the fucking screen here.
Yeah, this, I don't know if the infection's coming back or what. But if it does, this will be the third time and it's just all fucked. So I don't know. It seems like these socks are making it swell up worse.
Does it have anything to do with this eczema thing?
It might be. Like, I told them when I was getting the ultrasound, I'm just like, well, I got eczema and psoriasis, too. And she was just like, everyone in Houston does. So I was just like, oh, all right, fuck me then.
Is Jessica Simpson from Houston?
Oh, I don't know.
Because she's like the poster girl now for eczema for something. And they have her picture on there, and it's like, Like, I don't know if the picture is like, hey, this is how shitty you look when you have eczema, or it's like, hey, now I look better because I had eczema and I took this shit. Either way, that ad's not working.
I'm sorry to hear that. I hope it clears up for her soon.
Yeah.
But I would assume she would have better insurance than I, so. Plus, she's getting paid. She's probably, if she has it, has samples and shit from the company. They said, sure. So fuck her.
Yeah.
All right. Fuck her.
Mm-hmm.
I'm over here having to wear these goddamn fucking socks and not itchy getting anything socks. Done. The fucking thanks, Obama, socks. You fuck.
Oh, man, that dude. Don't even get me started on that dude.
This is what his insurance got me. These mm-hmm. fucking socks I had to pay for.
Yeah, that insurance I had to pay for even though I didn't have insurance.
It's fucked.
Mm-hmm. Son of a bitch of love.
At least the world will be over soon, so that's good.
Yeah, pretty soon.
I don't know. I'm looking at this. Just get into whatever, Joe. I don't give a fuck.
Shit. So
wait, hold on. I do. I did have something I wanted to start out with. Sorry. We fucked up the last couple weeks and didn't get to it. But I remembered right before I called. And on my notes it says, Joe's Mummy Song.
Oh, fuck. Words. I don't know of a heart. Shit. I mean, if I can show you this table, it's just a mess of shit right now. But I have the lyrics written down.
I will give you a minute.
No, I'm not going to find it. Oh, fuck. Really, only the first two verses are good. Because the third one is about the third movie, and it's just like there's no mummies in it. And that's pretty much what the lyrics on that one go for. Let's see if it's in this.
What was it in the tune of?
It's a metal song, so it's like...
Oh, I can't wait. I hope you find these.
So, like, it starts out with the narration. No, just like the movies start out with a narration, you know, and it's like, you know, fuck, I can't remember what it said, but it's like telling you the story of the mummy.
So pretty much you're ripping off your boy's Tenacious D.
Doesn't everybody?
No. We'll get to that.
Everybody does, because they're the fucking tops, man.
They're the D, from what I hear.
Yeah, the Tenacious D. Good dudes.
Good old novelty acts.
That Kyle, he's the best.
We'll get to him. I would say head on over to there, but just go to Fast Custom Shirts. I'm booked up for the rest of the fucking year now. Just go to the Black Friday thing when I have it. Otherwise, just avoid the website. But Joe's back now.
I am back.
I watched Wild Hogs with a cameo by your boy, Kyle Gass.
That's a good road trip movie.
No, it's not.
To make my list, but
it's not good at all.
It is a road trip. You got big names on there. You got John T. You know
John T.
Johnny Travolta.
Oh, okay. I was thinking John Turturro, and I was like, he ain't in this fucking thing.
You got Martin, who is of course a guy you would expect to see on a fucking motorcycle, right?
Maybe I'm not going to say that, but
you got Tool Time is in there, right?
It sure is.
And I can't remember the other guy.
John C. Reilly. No, not him. Phillips.
That would have made it a good movie.
The lizard.
Okay, that guy.
Phillips. No.
No, wait a minute. I'm thinking of the Sandman.
Yeah, no, Kurt Connors. What the fuck is his name? William H. Macy. That was it.
Was he the lizard?
Yeah. But he wasn't, they didn't actually turn him into the lizard. That was in your series of movies that you like. The Ted Raimi ones or the Sam Raimi, whoever the fuck made those.
Yeah. Well, I like the second one a lot.
He's in it, I'm sure. What the fuck is with this poor connection? Lori, if you can hear me, get off the Wi-Fi, please. Oh, do what you want. It's fine.
Yeah, get off farmland. Or, Animal Crossings.
That's the one. Mm-hmm. Oh, she said okay, and then it said, connection's fine now.
She's like, okay.
Yeah, pretty much. Wild Hogs fucking sucks. Like, we talked about it before. There's nothing worse than a comedy that's not funny. That's like the worst kind of fucking movie you can watch.
So what, did you forget it was not funny?
I've never seen it. I thought it would be like funny bad. Like, haha, we're doing road trips this week. Let's watch this piece of shit to goof on. It's not good. And it has the Sklar brothers in it, and I fucking hate those. They're not funny.
I don't know who that is.
Just like this brand of humor is not funny. I don't know who it was made for, but Ray Liotta's in it, and he plays the leader of the biker gang. He plays Ray Liotta. Because, you know, he plays the same fucking character in every fucking movie. If you need someone to play fucking Ray Liotta, you get Ray Liotta.
Yeah, he's got no range whatsoever.
Yeah, it's a pile of shit. Fuck it. Don't fuck it. You'll get an infection in your dick. Just don't watch the movie. What'd you watch, Joe?
I watched some more of The Bite Size Halloween.
Damn, we fucked up this week again, too.
Well, I kind of made up right there. Welcome, everybody. Yeah, so this series of films continues to be worse than the fucking Halloween shit. We had Me and A is the one. And this is a guy that's like, he takes a DNA test and sends it off because he's convinced he's a fucking, like, he's connected to some real people. And the results come in and some people come and pick him up and throw him in like some cubicle. And there's a bunch of people in cubicles and that's it. That's the end of that one. Then he got reborn. So this girl that doesn't want to be baptized is baptized. And then she turns into a demon or maybe an angel. And the priest that baptized her is a demon. I don't know. I couldn't. Then you have Devil Vac. And you know those little, like, round vacuums that fucking roll around your house and they don't do shit? You know,
Roombas!
Just, right, they do that. So this lady gets one, and then the lights on it turn red, so you know it's evil.
You gotta plug it in and charge it.
And she wakes up, and it made, like, a pentagram on the floor, and that opens the thing to hell, and it sucks everybody in. The end. Yeah, these suck, man. These are, like, fuck, man. This is some dog shit. Bite-sized Halloween!
This is a Blumhouse joint?
Yeah, and these are all like 3-minute films, so there's no time to fucking... Yeah, I don't know, like Hulu's really sucking Blumhouse's dick.
I mean, yeah. I'm sure it's a cheap partnership where they both make a little money.
Yeah, I'm watching it, so who's the asshole here?
Yeah.
Me.
When I got my, I had to get a new phone because the screen on my camera fucking broke. And they were just like, hey, you know, you've had this for a while. You get a free Hulu subscription with your service. You want the information? Nope. So I have a Hulu subscription, I guess, somewhere if I want it.
That you're passing on. Yeah, I can't say that that's the wrong decision.
news that Amazing Jonathan documentary was coming out now, I'd be like, oh, well, that'll save me a free trial. I'm just going to cancel. No, I'm good. Fucking pricks.
Would you watch some?
I don't know. I'm fucking tired and cranky, and this week it just doesn't feel like I got anything done. My fucking, I was going to say F-word ass leg, but I don't know what fucking F-words are listening to this shit, so.
Hey, those Zula balls look good in the package.
They do.
Yeah.
I've never seen something I've made actually in a, like a professional box before.
Yeah.
So that was, I remember we were going to make these mummy boxes.
I remember that.
I didn't spend the money on that fucking shit. I'd have fucking just boxes full of those goddamn boxes.
Well, I got about 4 or 5 shirts that I'll be taking to Houston this week.
Nice. But just 4 or 5 shirts, period. Not 4 or 5 mummy shirts. No, just four or five mummy shirts. You know? Oh, I thought you were just selling, balling out of control, and you only had 4 or 5 shirts left.
No, but I did have a good weekend. So.
Hey, tell us all about going to the drive-in.
Well, we're talking about what you watched. I'll talk about what I watched next.
Oh, you think so, huh? How about we talk about what you watched right now? Hey, Joe, I watched Slither. You fuck.
Oh, you fucking got me. You son of a bitch. That was fucking clever.
So I watched Night of the Creeps 2. Or the remake of Night of the Creeps. James Gunn claims he's never saw Night of the Creeps prior to writing or directing this movie. I find that hard to believe.
Well, I'll tell you this. After you watch this movie, you'll probably want to forget all about Night of the Creeps. This is a fucking superior film. Good performances, like great shit. You don't have that dumb fucking old man like, thrill me, you know. Being all stupid and shit. This has a
dumb old man being stupid in it.
Maybe. I don't know. But it's a good movie. It fucking holds up when it came out. Dollar Theater to watch it. Because that was the only place screening it. And it was good then. It's good now. Slither. You want to fucking watch it. James Gunn. You're never going to get better than this.
I liked it. I like Night of the Creeps more, but this has some good stuff in it. When they were shooting this movie, there was a national silicone shortage because of how much they used in the movie. And then after rewatching and knowing that information, there's not a whole hell of a lot. Like, how little silicone does the U.S. actually produce that caused a shortage? So I think that might have just been some bullshit. But that definitely was a thing going around in the community. But yeah, those goddamn fake-ass Southern accents, man. That's hard to get by. You'll get used to it, but you'll always be like, that's so fake as fuck.
Yeah, but that's every movie or TV show that takes place in the South.
I don't know.
Accents look like shit because they can't get true Southerners to memorize lines. You know, they don't have it in them like, oh, what? Well, I gotta say what? You know?
Elizabeth Banks was... especially her accent was awful. I forgot all about this. The first time she spoke, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but she's so cute, it doesn't matter.
As a button. Yeah, I mean, it's good, but it definitely has some shit that sucks about it. Like those CG slugs, that doesn't hold up. The effects are cool. The teeth are kind of, when he starts growing those teeth to the side, that kind of looks fake as a fuck, but I mean, there's definitely some good stuff in there and I like it, but it's got some shit that's questionable too.
It's a love story and that's why you don't like it, man.
Oh, what the fuck did we just talk about? Oh man, Dead Alive. Oh, that first 15 minutes, that love story, I fucking hate it. But after that, like squirming out of this, slithering out of this one. But yeah, it's definitely it's worth a buy if you don't own it. I own the full frame Blu-ray, so or sorry, DVD. So that's awesome. But yeah, if you don't have it, I would say it's worth having. I just
I had to pull off my Hollywood Video stickers off of they were still on there, but it was full widescreen.
Thank God. But yeah, it's definitely worth a watch. So Joe, what did you watch?
Let's see, what's on my list here? The Books of Blood. This is the latest adaptation of the Clive Barker's Books of Blood. But, Tom, it's not adapted from Clive Barker's Books of Blood. They're just using his name. He's just cashing a check on it.
Pay for the medical bills, probably.
Probably, yeah. Oh, thanks a lot, but, you know, I'll take it. But Bait. Other than that, it's pretty fucking good. I kind of dug it. It was fun. You know, it had some, the way the stories are tied together is not cool. But the stories are cool. I dig it. It's on Hulu. If you have Hulu, you should watch it. If it's offered to you from your doctor or your phone people, yeah, fucking take it and watch this movie. It's a decent flick, man.
I'm going to pass.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not a Clive Barker fan.
What'd you watch, Tom?
I don't know. I was writing down Books of Blood. I'm running out of room, so I needed another piece of paper. What the fuck did I watch? Fuck it. I watched all the movies except Freddy vs. Jason in the Scream Factory Friday the 13th blue set, whatever. The only reason I didn't watch Freddy vs. Jason is because it was like fucking less than 2 months ago that I fucking rewatched it and talked about it. So there was no point. This isn't a new Blu-ray or whatever. Warner Brothers or New Line. Who at Warner Brothers? That's who has it. They say, yeah, we'll fucking let you put our movies in your box set. You ain't making any more special features. We're just giving you the fucking discs we already have made.
Okay, so last week you talked about what, one and two?
Or just no, one? Just the special features.
Okay. So you watched like holes, what, up to seven or eight?
I watched 11.
Fuck.
There's 12 because I didn't watch Freddy vs. Jason.
Okay.
So I think, so we're not here all fucking goddamn night. I'm going to talk about them in the order that I ranked them. So we don't have, oh no, here's my list, you fuck. So let's just talk about them in the order I ranked them, going from worst to first. Okay?
Okay.
Number 12, the worst one.
Well,
no, that's two.
All right.
Number 12, the worst one. I have
12 fingers, though.
Oh, you're saying for you, the worst one would be number two. I understand. For me, it is the remake. This is obnoxious. All the characters in it are just, you don't give a fuck about any of them. You know, you're supposed to like these characters. She's like, oh, not the fucking guy in the wheelchair. Not, why'd he kill him? You're not just like, yeah, kill him, he's dead. I don't give a fuck.
This is the one with the Jason base.
The Jason base?
Like his cave hideout and shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, in the earlier ones, he did have a shack mm-hmm. in the woods, but he didn't have like little bells, trip wires.
Right, set. Yeah.
And there's a fucking scene where he sits down at a grinding wheel and sharpens his machete. All right, you fucking dopes. Jason's not scary because he has a sharp machete. He's, quote, scary because he's Jason. It doesn't need to be sharp. He's so goddamn strong, he can swing a tree trunk and it'll split you in half.
He uses fucking hands if he needs to.
Yeah, he can Kia! And chop you in fucking halves. He doesn't need to have a grinding wheel like a fucking potter or something and sit there and sharpen a machete. Platinum Dunes, like, I don't know, man. I know a lot of people don't like the Chainsaw remake. I don't hate it. It's fine. Arlie Ermey's in it, so that helps it some. But
Texas Chainsaw?
Yeah. But same people made this, and they're just trying to do that kind of, this is Jason. He's a sportsman hunter. Shut the fuck up. It sucks, and it's just so goddamn obnoxious. The only thing worth a fuck about it is they have some nice female anatomy in it. But again, this is the fucking internet, so, you know, you can go find a broad with nice anatomy, and then 2 minutes later, there's a cock popped in her. So, what the fuck? The remake? Terrible. Awful. 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 And the only reason my number 11 isn't number 12 is because it was part of the Paramount franchise, so it's okay. At least it has a little bit of charm for that. So Jason Takes Manhattan, fuck you. This shit is unfucking watchable. Rubbish, garbage.
Or people on a boat for a long time.
Boat trip 2, no more gays.
Right. If this was on the road, it still wouldn't are on the road list.
And not even an honorable mention.
Nope.
Yeah, this movie is fucking terrible.
Yeah, that's a fucking garbage movie.
And then I have at number 10 is the original. It's very boring. Very boring. Betsy Palmer's okay, but then she overstays her welcome. It's just like, all right, you old bitch, I had a fucking enough of you. And then it still goes on for like 15 minutes. And this new transfer, they did a 4K transfer, I think. And it looks so good that the effects look like shit.
And that's the drawback to 4K for a lot of the shit. Even like the Blu-ray transfers, for a lot of that fucking killed a lot of effects and everything. It's like, hey, don't worry, it's not going to be clear, so who gives a fuck? You know, we can get away with this, so yeah.
Like that Kevin Bacon shit where he's in the bed and it's a fake body and it's his head and his neck, the fake neck, they're two totally different colors.
Yeah.
It's like he didn't even try to match the fucking colors.
Not good. The shit was not meant to be like in this clear.
And what's Alice? Is that the original final girl? I think it's something with an A.
I don't know.
Well, whoever it is, she.
Like, I'm not that kind of fan on any of these franchises that I know all these fucking final girls. I know a lot of people are. They can rattle them all off. Who gives a fuck? That's like, all right, yeah, that one bitch with nice tits. I still don't know her name.
Elizabeth Caton.
Ooh.
She was in the Vice Academy movies.
Well, yeah, so she did something good. All right, cool.
But, the main lady or actress, final girl, whatever the fuck it's called in the first one, she's one of those where you can tell, oh, she's just acting. It's just a little too much and a little pre-planned where you can, all right, I'm just watching some bitch fucking act here. That takes you out of it. So, fuck that one. And then I have Jason Lives. The sixth one. This is, it just has a whole lot of shitty, forced humor.
Is that the one with the snake coming out of the fucking mask and shit?
No, that's Jason Goes to Hell.
Yeah, I fucking get all these confused. It's like, because I stopped giving a fuck early.
Jason 6 is, Tommy, played by the guy from Return of the Living Dead, he goes to the graveyard and resurrects Jason, and then they have like that James Bond opening where Jason walks out and slashes the screen and
like with lightning, he resurrects him with lightning like Frankenstein.
Yeah, and that song's in it. Alice Garcia. Yeah. This is not good.
What a piece of shit.
Yeah, this forced humor in it is just terrible, and the whole fucking tone of it's weird. Not a fan. And then we have part two, which is surprisingly not lower on this list. I was never a fan, and then I rewatched it, and I was like, oh, that's not bad. It's not my favorite, but it's not bad. If you haven't watched that one in a while, and I would recommend you go back and watch one, I would say give part two a shot. Because I remember last week or the week before, we were both like, yeah, fuck that stupid garbage.
But that's the one in the beginning. He follows the final girl, right?
Yeah, if you get past that first 10 minutes not making any fucking sense at all.
Yeah, like, I'm going to go to her house and kill this bitch.
Yeah, I'm going to jump in a car. The cat's going
to jump around a little first.
I was fucking 4 months ago, I was this little kid, and now I'm this giant dude. But if you just get past that, and then after that, just, okay, we're starting with the people at the fucking camp and go from there. It's not bad. It's solid. It's just Jason looks like shit. Anytime Jason has this full head of hair, I just, that's fucking stupid. I mean, I get it. I understand he's not going to a barber or anything, but.
That's right. You know, it's COVID times and everything.
Cough, cough. What's next? Then I have part, it's seven. I have part seven. This is the one where Jason looks the most fucked up, where his mask is like all cracked and he's all zombified and shit, and you can see the teeth on the side. That's all cool looking, but this Jason versus Carrie shit's fucking retarded.
This is the Psychic Wars one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, he's fighting Jean Grey. Right. Okay. Yeah.
And then at number six, I have Jason X. It's fine. I don't hate it. I don't think it's fucking awesome, but it's fine. It's there. This is the movie when I rewatched it today. It just clicked. And I was just like, yeah, these Friday the 13th movies, they're for fucking children. It's like, we knew that all the time. That's the target audience, teenagers. Get the fucking teenagers in the...
Right.
But this just solidified that, yeah, this is just all a nostalgia thing. And if you love Jason, you grew up on it, this is for children. These are kids' movies.
And, like, a lot of adults are still children, and that's why this shit sells. Still.
You know? Nostalgia.
That's why people are like, oh, a box set with all of them. Even though I already have them, I'll fucking take it.
Clearer. It's clearer pictures. Then you see it and it's like, oh, no, it shouldn't have.
Right, yeah. It should
have been clearer.
Oh, shit, this one has a new interview with Amy Steele.
Thanks. I loved her in part two.
Mm-hmm.
See, you do know who they are.
Yeah. Just popped into my head. Okay, yeah, so.
Joe's trying to pretend he's cool.
But yeah, Yeah, that's a fun one. I dig it. You know, it's in space. People didn't like it because it's like, oh, he's a cyborg. He's not the real Jason. When the fuck was he ever the real Jason? What does that fucking matter?
If you think you don't like it because it's stupid, then, I mean, you're not paying attention to the rest of the fucking movies. So I don't know. It's fine. I like Leprechaun in space better. But I think as a whole, I don't know. I forget where everything fell on our fucking franchise list or whatever the fuck. But it's hard to say because there's less Leprechaun movies, and the Leprechaun do have some fucking garbage-ass movies. But I like the space one better than I like the Space Jason one.
Yeah, I kind of like Star Trek in space. more than I like the Star Trek on Earth ones.
Yeah, I like Picard better because he went back to his vineyard and it was just him maxing and relaxing.
Right. But fuck, they brought him back just when they thought he was done.
Goddamn robot whores. Ah, and then I have Freddy versus Jason. Because as we talked about before, all the Jason shit's cool except him being afraid of water. I don't know what the fuck that was about. But this is probably my favorite look of Jason. It's just everything besides the Jason shit doesn't really hold up.
I thought you said that one wasn't on your list.
No, I just didn't rewatch it because I just rewatched it like a month or two ago. And then at number four, I have Jason Goes to Hell. I think this is the one that people either like or they hate. This is probably the first one I seen, so maybe that has something to do with it. But I mean, I like the look of the movie. I think Jason looks cool. Creighton Duke's cool. I don't know. I can't tell you why, because it's clearly for a Friday the 13th movie pretty fucking dumb and shitty, but like the rest of them, excuse me, they're not the best. The director of this, there was an interview on here, and fuck, he looks like he had a stroke or Bell's palsy or something.
Like, did they ask him, like, hey, could you not afford Richard Roundtree?
Why wasn't Fred Williamson playing Creighton Duke?
Yeah.
But no, it's just the same thing like he's been saying for, oh, this was supposed to be because a horror connecting universe, you see. This was Jason's a deadite and fucking Betsy, or what's her name, Pamela Voorhees used the Necronomicon to bring him back to life. And he's just making sure you know this, even though it's kind of vague and just tiptoed around in the movie. Just like, God damn it, please like my movie. Quit saying it sucks.
This is the one that, like, only a Voorhees can kill a Voorhees, right?
The special fucking Evil Dead knife.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck this one. But it's your number four, so fuck it. I haven't rewatched them. You have, so, you know. But,
I mean, everyone's will be different.
I'll defer to you, man. I'm not going to rewatch them.
Yeah, I mean, really, the only one I'd say rewatch just to give it another shot is part two. Number three, I have the one that Corey Feldman still gets blown today for, and that's The Final Chapter. That one, it's good. It's a good slasher movie. A good, solid slasher movie.
Now, is he the special effects guy, or is the little black kid the special effects guy? I can't remember.
Well, the little black kid has a name, and we'll get to that.
Okay.
But Tommy Jarvis from The Final Chapter is the special effects guy.
Okay.
That's Corey Feldman.
All right.
Okay.
I don't remember this all that well.
It's where Jason gets hit in the head. It with the machete at the end, and then Corey Feldman chops him up.
Throws a really bad bald fucking cap on
Jason.
Yeah.
Number two, we have A New Beginning. This could have been the best one, but knowing that fat guy who got chopped up with the candy bar is an actual child molester and Corey Feldman, it appears, was pimping him out to Corey Haim and shit. That really, really puts a damper on it. You just watch it and see that guy and go, ugh.
Yeah, exactly. That's why certain movies didn't make my list that we're doing later. But anyway, you know, Five is fucking great. I fucking really enjoy Five. It's very exploitive. You know, it probably has the most nudity of all these movies.
I don't know.
And
the unrated cut of Jason Goes to Hell has some, and then the remake that has a bit.
Yeah, but I don't really consider the remake part of this whole shit. I need to go rewatch that one because I've only seen it drunk.
No, I saw it once opening fucking night. Never bought the DVD, never bought the Blu-ray. The first time I watched it since it came out 14 years ago or whatever was today. And I got an hour and I said, I'm fucking done. Not doing it. I'm done. So no, don't go back and watch that one, Joe. It's fucking just uninspired of its time garbage. And just the characters are just, I don't want to watch these fucking people. Don't. And number one, the only one that's left, Friday the 13th, part 3 in 3D. I love that disco track. Good. So, there it is. If you have a previous, yeah. I mean, that gets annoying, and there's some, like, weird blur that happens. Yeah. But, I mean, I like it.
So in this disc, this whole thing, did they offer it in a 3D version with, like, glasses and shit?
They don't give you glasses, but I guess if you get a 3D TV or whatever, it comes with glasses.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you already have them, I guess. I mean, I don't watch 3D movies, and I'm not going to watch this in 3D, so I don't give a fuck. I don't know. But if you have this shit on DVD already, unless you're a fucking big mo and you just have to have it, you already do. So I would say stick to the DVDs.
Hold up. Let's get into some of these special features that they were fucking touting on this thing. Like part two, all these lost scenes that we were told about.
So the lost scenes came from an audio-less VHS that was given to the effects guy. Because I guess the director said, hey, man, they're going to chop this movie to shit. And he said, oh, can you please get me the footage? And it's a special feature. It's not even in the movie. It's just like 2 minutes of all these scenes with no audio put together. And it's not like, oh, shit, that was fucking awesome. Like the thing that people are going wild about is Alice, if that's even her fucking name. She gets stabbed in the head with an ice pick. And then that was it. But in this extra footage, she turns her head. And the spike of the ice pick is coming out of her nose. So you see it go all the way through. And everyone's like, oh, goddamn. Who gives a fuck?
So that's it. That's.
Yeah. It's just.
That's shit that people have been waiting for 20 years for.
Mm-hmm. And none of these let's say from 9, Jason Goes to Hell, if you're watching the unrated one. Okay, everything before Jason Goes to Hell, like, the kills are edited in the Friday the 13th style. It's where you see just enough to go, ooh, but it's really not that fucking bad. Like, everyone's always like, oh, these movies were so gory. Or, like, in part 7, they're just like, oh, they cut out all this gore. This would have been so much better if it was... It was edited like a fucking Friday the 13th kill. You see just enough. If they added that gore, it'd be like, oh, well, this is a little more than what this doesn't feel like a Friday the 13th kill. Because you still get gore in it. It's just not excessive, I guess. I don't know. They're pretty tame movies. If it's anything before Jason Goes to Hell. Because that unrated cut of Jason Goes to Hell gets pretty wild. This fucking broad's riding a dude in a tent.
So there's no penetration is what you're saying in any of these.
A little bit. But I mean, it's just quick. It's not like they linger on it and just, you know, blood shooting everywhere and shit like that. It's not gratuitous or anything you would see even close to nowadays. It's like just enough. All right. Throat slit, blood's coming out, cut. It would be like that, just enough to be like, oh.
Yeah.
Not, All right, throat slits, blood's still coming out, blood's coming out, more blood is coming out, blood keeps coming out, blood's coming out, blood's coming out, and blood's coming out, cut.
So, like, the first is enough to make you think, well, fuck, I don't want my throat cut, you know, right?
Then the second one's just like, hey, look at it go, which, yeah. I mean, it could be fun if that's the type of movie, but how these movies have been edited up until that point. They're just quick cuts. You'll see a little bit, and that's really all you need. These are quaint. These are little quaint movies for children. I don't know what to tell you. Besides the nudity, which, I mean, even then, it's not like they're sucking cocks and shit.
Right, yeah. So. It's like, here's the flash of some tits, and like, yeah, as a kid, that was like, fuck yeah, man, that bitch is the hottest woman I've ever seen in my life. And then you go and watch them now, it's like, she's okay. I mean, I'd hit
that's
it.
That's a but, dude.
Yeah, but I wouldn't brag about it, you know? It's like,
but yeah, we talked about this before. Again, the idea of the character and the concept, that's better than the actual movies themselves. If you would pick ideas and you can just chop and put all these movies together into where it would be one cohesive thing, it would be pretty fucking good. But as of now, there's a couple good ones, some okay ones, and a lot of who gives a fuck and a couple fuck yous.
Yeah, it's become iconic. He's here and there. He pops up in video games and shit. And yeah, I mean, I'm just not as into it as a lot of people are.
Because you're an older man now.
Right, yeah. I've grown up. That's not
the go-to joke. I mean, that's the actual,
yeah,
the actual truth of the matter.
Mm-hmm.
You've been experienced to more things that you like now, and aren't just focused on this one thing. It's like back when I first saw the remake, I was like, oh, I hate this because it's not Jason. I love Jason. Now I just think this is shit.
I would call like the whole Jason thing the Star Wars of the horror world. You know, it's like that. You know, people are going to love it regardless. People are going to argue about it and everything. But regardless, whatever comes out, they're going to flock to it, and they're going to see it, and they're going to pump money into it, and it's going to continue to live.
I mean, in the end, it's up to you. You like what you like.
Right, yeah. Man, fuck it. Like what you like. You know, if somebody tells you, oh, that's stupid, well, fuck them, man. Kick them in the nuts and fucking walk away.
Don't kick them in the nuts.
No, kick them in the nuts. Fuck them.
If you kick them in the nuts, say, that's my purse, I don't know you, and then or kick them in the nuts.
Or get a pitchfork and like 3D him to death.
So when did slashers become icons?
Oh fuck, I don't know.
Because it's not like Halloween came out and everyone went Michael Myers crazy.
Right.
Was it like in the 90s when they started putting out the merchandise at Spencer's and shit?
I think it was like, yeah, it had to have been in the 90s when they started calling them slashers or shit like that. Because before that, they were calling them splatter movies, or there was another name for them. Fuck, I can't remember. Slice and Dice or some shit. They weren't calling them slasher flicks. But yeah, there was a different name for them that like wasn't marketable, you know, and I don't know why slasher is a marketable name, but yeah, that came out and then it just stuck. And it's like, yeah, we're making a slasher movie.
So like, and how was it in the 80s when the bulk of these were coming out? Was it just like, oh, there's a new one at the video store, or like, was this the big thing?
No, it was a new one in the theater. You just go watch it in the theater.
It's just like today, like, oh, The Conjuring 28 came out.
Yeah, but But there was other shit that was out too that were that was capitalizing on it, you know, like a lot of this shit, like the good shit, the shit that I like, didn't come out in the theaters, at least not where I was at. Like, what are some of these other fucking slasher movies that are not like as big as this?
The Burning.
Yeah, like The Burning. Never saw that in the theater.
Prowler, Maniac, yeah, Cop.
Prowler, Just Before Dawn. You know, like none of that shit was ever in the theater. But it had to have been in the theater somewhere, right?
Maybe. I mean, when VHS yeah. came out, a shit ton went straight yeah. to fucking...
But even in VHS, it wasn't like they, you know, like, hey, this is the new slasher movie or whatever. They were just fucking movies out
another
there.
That box were, on the shelf.
That were in that vein. And you were like, hey, if it has some fucking decent cover art, you'd rent that shit.
So, like, in the 80s, there wasn't like, oh, get this shirt. Get this plush doll. It was in the 90s when Spencer started popping up and yeah. they started...
In the 80s, the movie had to sell itself somehow.
So pretty much all the merch you were going to get was like promo stuff, video stores.
Right, yeah.
So yeah, in the 90s when shit started getting making the products, that's when it happened, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It makes sense. That damn gay 90s, I tell you what. Well, there's that. Hey, Joe, did you watch anything else, or are you ready to take a...
I watched Black Box.
Ah.
So, Tom, Hulu has got this new series of films called Welcome to the Blumhouse. These are Blumhouse movies.
This just started?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
Black Box.
Black Box?
Yes.
Is this a spelled normal?
Yes.
Okay.
So, in Black Box, this guy had an accident, a car accident or some shit, and he's living with his daughter, and he's, you know, his memory's all fucked up. Like, he doesn't know what the fuck's going on. So, he goes to his doctor for special treatment to recover his memory. Turns out this guy has had someone else's consciousness placed in his body, the doctor's son. And it turns out this guy was an abusive husband and father. So it's kind of like the stepfather, but not good. Yeah, this is a piece of shit. This is a fucking horrible movie. Felicia Rashad is the doctor. I don't know if she ever got fucked by Bill Cosby, but maybe she should have after watching this. I don't know. This is a fucking horrible movie, man. Welcome to the Blumhouse.
You got to be a real cunt to name your company after yourself.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch anything else, Tom?
I don't know.
Cause
I went to the mall, and that was surprisingly packed. There was like way more people there than it should be. There should have been. It was like nothing. Spencer's? I didn't. I went to, like to three different stores.
Gadzooks?
No, that's rest in peace. But there were lines that you had to wait outside to get into that specific store.
No shit. What do you need so bad that you'd have to wait in line for?
We went to a restaurant for Lori and Katie's birthday. So I was like, oh, well, we're here. I'm just going to go to the Vans store and see if they got any size 15s. I waited in line and they didn't. So, you know, just shoes, I guess.
Tom, I watched Color Out of Space.
Spoiler alert, it's pink.
Yep. This is the adaptation of the H.P. Lovecraft novel, or not novel, short story. And like every other adaptation of the H.P. Lovecraft shit, it's very little to do with the story. And, it's a fucking, like, 2-hour movie. 1 hour of it is waiting for shit to happen. The second hour, shit happens, and it's pretty good. It looks fucking good, but not worth the fucking wait. Not worth the fuck you, Richard Stanley, with your stupid hat and trench coat. Yeah, this movie, fuck. I mean, all right, we got Nicolas Cage acting stupid again. Who gives a fuck about this dude, man?
If you need somebody to act like Nicolas Cage, you get Ray Liotta.
Yeah, we got Ray Liotta on it. You probably fucking get him for like a couple hundred bucks less. You know, shit. When this movie fucking turned on, it turned on really well, but fuck, man, you gotta wait for a bunch of bullshit, and nah, fuck it.
If only you can give the producer a piece of your mind.
I know, if only.
Oi, mate, what's this Frankie shit?
Was me and me mates was, you know, going to the cinema.
Oh, those nasty videos. Boy, I tell you what.
Did you watch anything else, though?
I took a... dive into the underworld.
Wait, we'll get to that.
And then I got out of the pool because I was waiting for it to warm up.
This is going to be a long episode. Here, I watched an urban horror flick called The Hip Hop Witch.
Don't fuck with the fucking witch.
Now this is more of a documentary than a film.
A mockumentary. No, they're trying to play it like it's and that's DA, right?
Yeah, duh. Hip Hop Witch. Starring Eminem, Vitamin C, Ja Rule. Ja Rule. It's got all the greats in it.
Mobb Deep, I think.
Mobb Deep, yeah.
It's been a couple. You've been sitting on this for a couple years. I remember sending it to you years ago.
Yeah, so I watched it, and you know what? It was better than I thought it would be.
Well, you gotta clarify that.
It is dog shit, yes. But it is funny dog shit just because, like, they're trying. They're actually trying to put a story together in this thing. So, in this movie, mockumentary, The Hip Hop Witch is a creation of a record mogul who wants to, like, say that, yes, my artists were haunted by the hip hop witch, so his artists can sell more units, you know, and it works until the shit starts to get exposed, and it turns out there really is a hip hop witch. Duh, hip hop witch. I don't know, you gotta watch this shit or don't.
You know? It's, if I remember, because it's been a while, it's definitely worth a watch to experience it, but I'm not sure if it was a one and done.
They really do try to formulate a story, which I was impressed by that. Like, holy shit, they're actually trying to do something here.
And at the end, doesn't Vanilla Ice get molested and then it just cuts out?
Yeah, but he's getting a tattoo at the time or something. I don't know. It's like, Rob Van Winkle, yes, is in it.
Yeah, they just went around, like, filming rappers wherever they could, wherever. In audio, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's all improv, like, hey, just tell us about the hip-hop witch. And it's like, oh, she thick, you know.
I remember, she steals cocks.
Yeah. She flew off of my dick. Or in Eminem's case, she fingered his ass.
She did.
You know, and that's why I think he doesn't want this movie seen, because he talks about, like, getting, you know,
molested. Prostate
play by the hip hop witch, which might be a dude, you know. Yeah. Hey, do you watch King Kong?
I gotta tell you, Joe, I've never heard the term prostate play before. At least we have a title now, so that's good.
Right, yeah, there you go. So after that, I watched Hood Rat. You ever heard of this one, Tom?
With Ice-T?
Ice-T and Isaiah Washington.
Early 90s?
You seen the movie Ben?
Ben-Hur.
No, Ben, where the guy can, like, befriends the rats, and the rats, like, help him out.
Bootleg Willard.
Yeah, so this is it. Like, this is the urban version.
Oh, this is Black Ben.
Yeah, Black Ben. So write that down, because that might be the title, too. Yeah, Isaiah Washington is a homeless dude, and Ice-T is the guy that does security for some slum and shit, and I don't know, Isaiah Thomas, like, helps a rat out of a little trap. At one point, the rat starts helping him out and killing everybody that's fucking with him. He's a hood rat.
No, I get it.
Hood rat. Get it,
Tom? No, yeah, no, I do.
Yeah, hood rat. Yeah. Yeah. It's not good. It's on Showtime if anybody wants to watch, but it's not good. It had potential. This shit could have been funny as fuck, but it's not. They tried to play it as a straight horror movie, and it's not. It's a fucking piece of shit. Oh, fuck. Let's see. What else did I watch? I watched Hide and Go Creep. No.
Tried to.
Hide and Creep. I started it. You know, sat down for like 20 minutes. You know, this movie starts out in a video store. With a guy, you know, just referencing other zombie movies. So I knew it was going to be a piece of shit because it's like, hey, these people fucking watched Kevin Smith. You know, they watched fucking Clerks. And they want to make Clerks, you know? And, yeah, it sucks.
But it was made by friends.
Oh, you know, like, I kept it on, but I stopped watching. I started doing chores and shit around the house or whatever, you know. I was fucking cleaning shit, and I looked up, and eventually there was some Alabama tits on the screen. I looked, hey, let's see what, that's all right. And it's like, you know, yeah, not a good movie, man.
What'd you think of the accents?
Were those the real Alabama accents?
Those were authentic.
Okay, yeah, but yeah, fuck this movie. I mean, no, seriously, like, I mean, fuck this whole generation that was influenced by Kevin Smith and thought, yeah, we can do the same thing. We can just talk about fucking movies and comic books and eat up like 40 minutes of our movie by doing that shit.
So what would be some other movies that you would lump in with this?
Fuck. I don't know. There's...
Just, as I know them when I see them, and I don't like them.
Yeah, I do. It's like, oh, this is one of those Kevin Smith things. Even the Kevin Smith movies I lump in with this now. Fuck. Yeah, Clerks 2. Fucking...
One that comes to mind for me is Quarter Bin, which I probably watched in the last year or so. It was another comedy that wasn't funny at all. We talked about it. It was just, there's this big fat lesbo guy who plays the lead, and no bueno, mi amigo. No bueno. Muy mal. Ay caramba. Mm. But yeah, I'm trying to think of some Kevin Smith clones, but
yeah, but there's a shitload of them, but they're so forgettable that you can't even fucking think of them. And it's like, fuck you, Kevin Smith, for making this forgettable genre of your fucking movies, man.
Well, Kyle, we appreciated having you as a listener.
Yeah. He probably loves all of them. He probably would love Hide and Creep.
Maybe.
Yeah, just send me his address. I'll send this shit right to him.
I want that back. I said I like the movie. Okay, that's Kyle. And yeah, then some dudes said there was a sequel to this.
Right.
But I guess that's ripping off like some Clint Eastwood movie, like for a Fistful of Dollars or something.
For a few zombies more is what he said.
For a few bucks more. Isn't that the real? A few dollars more something?
You would think they're not getting any fucking money off of this.
No. I mean, there's an actual movie that they're parodying. It's like a Clint Eastwood Western or something.
Yeah, for a few dollars more.
And he's wearing like a blanket and a cowboy hat and shit.
We call that.
Oh, bless you.
Yeah.
But he's wearing one of those sneezes in this sequel and shit too. So it's supposed to be like a parody of that. I'm going to skip it.
But hey, these are friends, man.
Not my friends, but I mean, friends came together to make.
Oh, they're like friends of ours.
No. I don't know these. I wouldn't hang out with people who talk with an accent like that. What am I, an asshole?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. There's just a certain charm about Hide and Creep that I like. I know when I talked about it a week or so ago, I couldn't really tell you why I liked it, and I probably shouldn't, but for some reason I do. You know what? That's okay. So head on over to fastcustomshirts.com and get a shirt. Won't be fast or custom, but you'll get it, and it'll be at a reasonable price.
So, Tom, the last film that I watched is one that a lot of friends have told me, hey, this is great. It's a Netflix film called We Summon the Darkness. Oh, man, what a piece of shit this is. My friends are fucking stupid, Tom.
Well, it was on Netflix.
Yeah, this is about, takes place in 88, so it's trying to do that whole nostalgia. Oh, well,
that's why they liked it then.
I guess. I don't know. And they establish it's 1988 because they go to a store and they buy some Jolt Cola.
Since we can't buy beer.
There's some cult killings going around. And these girls, they go to a fucking rock show. They meet some dudes. Turns out they're the killers. They're the fucking cult killers. And they're going to kill these dudes and sacrifice them because they're really Christians. And they want to make people scared of the devil and become Christians. Because of that, and
sounds like something they'd do.
Yeah, it sucks. This movie is a piece of shit. Anybody that tells you, oh yeah, this is fucking great, it's inventive. No, it's not. It's a fucking dog shit movie. It's stupid. The action is just fucking lame as shit. Ah, fuck. You know it. They're trying to be like Underworld, but nobody. Can be like Underworld. That's all I gotta say about this movie, Tom.
Can I take a dive now?
Yeah.
That's time to dive back into the underworld. Splash, splash, splash. Ah, so we're on the second one.
Evolution.
What'd you think?
Okay, so there's
less. Did you like it?
There's less. I no.
But you have the statue.
I do. I mean, I like that dude. The makeups on that look really fucking cool.
Awesome. Fucking awesome. If neither one of us, I didn't, but you might have, since you have the statue. But I'm embarrassed that I didn't mention that for favorite character makeup, because that is fucking great.
Yeah, that shit looks great, but the shit they do that they do with that character, like when he flies, it looks stupid as shit. You know, like he flies in slow motion. It's like Ant-Man and the Avengers, like when he like turns giant, he has to move in slow motion. This guy, when he flies, he has to fly in slow motion. It's stupid. It fucking looks horrible. But yeah, the close-ups on this dude and like when he's just like standing there looks fucking great. But there's all kinds of shit in this movie that doesn't look great. The werewolves look worse in this movie than they did in the first. It just becomes a big fucking fight action movie. And now what, she's invincible at the end of the movie? She can fucking walk in the sunlight and do whatever the fuck?
We'll have to see. Not in the next one, because the next one's a prequel. But in the one after that, we'll find out. So give it a couple weeks.
So this was just like a... this was like a treasure hunt movie. Because like, hey, this is this medallion you gotta go find. And then we gotta... and this bitch, she doesn't remember anything. Like, it's like this whole fucking movie is like, oh yeah, this is what happened. Oh, this is what happened when I was a kid. I was like, fuck.
I think I liked it more than the first one, because I think it gives you a little bit more. There's more gore in it, that's for sure.
There's nudity.
Yeah, there was that, and her costume was a little more of what we would think it was compared to the first one.
She pulls out those throwing stars again once.
She uses those. You were upset she didn't use them more in the first one, so you got to see them here.
Once.
But I thought it was fun. It wasn't the best, but I mean there was some cool shit in there. I watched a lot this week, and this was early in the week, so I forgot. But yeah, I thought it was a fun one with some real cool shit in it. I definitely think I liked it. Yeah, I do like this one more than the first one, because the first one was just kind of some weird dark goth.
It was definitely a goth fucking parade.
But this one's a little more actiony. Like when they were chasing the car and the guy was going down, should have had like boom 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 music.
But I did feel justified for having that statue, for seeing like, oh shit, this guy does look good. Okay, maybe I did on some subconscious level remember that, and that's why I bought this shit. But it's definitely not for those flying scenes.
Well, I had the CG at the time, I guess, and what they were doing. But I thought it was fun, and I would definitely recommend it to somebody who hasn't seen it. Let's just skip the first one. They give you a little recap.
So, I've not seen anything past these two. Like, I've seen these two, and then... like, all this next shit's gonna be new to me.
Alright, I mean, you don't have a problem with period pieces, so...
no, not at all.
You might like them. Did you like the beginning of this one?
No.
Well, I got some
I thought that was the worst part of the movie.
Yep, you're not gonna care for this next one, and neither am I, so that should be fun talking about it. Yeah, it's that whole story.
Is she in it again?
She might. There might be, like, flashbacks of her, but this is her, like, as a kid. This is, like, back then, you know? This is the old-timey.
And I've
seen it once.
Movie, or?
Yeah, I've seen it once in theater. They all were. I seen it once in theaters and then never again. So I don't remember a lot except that it's medieval-timey and period piece.
That'd be great if you went to, like, the medieval times thing.
And then I'm a werewolf. Yeah. I'm Celine from Underworld. Right. Well, tune in next week, folks.
Yeah.
Joe says pass, I say watch it. So next week we're both going to say pass, I'm pretty sure.
Probably.
Let's see if I can trick Joe into actually believing I watched it. I will, maybe.
Speaking of robots.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all I remember. I read this shit Monday, and this the robot guy and next issue's his last one.
I read it today, and I don't remember too much. Spider-Man issue, I don't know, what are we on, 37. And some dude is, like, getting released from prison, and he's got a plan to get revenge on who the fuck knows who's he, Norman Osborn. So he's making some robots to fuck over Norman Osborn. But Norman Osborn shoots him.
In the dick.
Yeah, like fucking Lee Harvey Oswald, you know, from a fucking depository that's like...
Suppository.
And Spider-Man's is like, where did he go? Like, how the fuck did he get away? And like, Gwen Stacy's being a cunt, but, you know, but she's kind of falling for Peter Parker because he's a dick.
She'll get hers.
Yeah, and that's what women do, is like, you keep treating them like shit, they're gonna fucking love you. You know, yeah, so, yeah, they're establishing that fucking Norman Osborn is the Green Goblins, and that's all they're doing in this. This is a fucking horrible fucking issue.
Yep. They all have been.
Mm-hmm.
Except that one where Spider-Man goes to a psychiatrist. One was all right.
We'll see. We got one more issue to see if it improves when Romita comes in. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Can't wait.
Mm-hmm.
For Steve Ditko to be fucking out of here.
No, we know at least the art will be better.
Yeah. I mean, right off the bat, you have an iconic cover when Romita comes in, so.
Two. I mean, the cover that follows that is fucking great, too.
But I'm saying right off the bat, the first one.
Yeah.
Do you remember what Spider-Man 1, the cover was?
No.
With him fucking up in the Fantastic Fours there?
Oh, yeah. They needed a fucking guest to fucking sell that shit.
Yeah. Hey, Joe, you like lists?
I've been known to make a list or two.
Yeah, this list has movies on it.
Yep. So this is our top 10 and honorable mentions of road trip movies. So, on my honorable mentions, I have... Joyride, Candy Cane.
Which one? The first one?
The first one.
There's like eight now.
I don't think I've seen any but the first one.
It's probably good.
Second, I have Almost Famous. Movie about a band. Third one, I have Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. About taking a road trip on acid. The next one I have, A Perfect World. It's taking a road trip if you're a fucking an escape con with a little boy.
Story of my life.
The next one I have is Cop Car. That's when two kids like find a cop car and fucking take it for a cruise. That's a fucking good movie.
All right, my honorable mentions, The Hills Have Eyes remake, because they're on a road trip.
They are in an RV.
And then I have Dogma. They're on a road trip to get to the church.
Find God, who is a chick.
Then I have Dumb and Dumber. They're on a road trip to get to Colorado. And then I have the Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I think they're coming back from a concert or going to a concert or something.
They're driving somewhere.
And then I have Miss March, the Whitest Kids You Know movie. I don't remember much about it except that I liked this movie, and it was on a list of road trip movies, so I added it. Number 10.
The Grapes of Wrath. Yeah, the Depression-era movie where a family is driving cross-country to go to California where they can pick grapes and work again.
Good. Oh, it's me. My bad.
Yeah, you go after
I me. Have for for number 10, I have Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle, because it's a road trip movie about them finding a White Castle. Have you ever had White Castle, Joe?
Yeah, it's okay.
Did they make you shit?
No, I just had a couple of biscuits.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
You got to get the cheeseburgers and the cheese sticks. Real talk, they have the best cheese sticks in America, probably on the planet. And that's real, Joe. Until recently, the last couple years, White Castle didn't make me shit my pants. That changed.
Your body's adjusting to that cholesterol, man.
These times, they are a-changing. Number 9.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. See, they're coming back from a concert, or they're going to a concert. I don't know which one, but they're on a road trip, see?
Vitamin C. Mm-hmm. Like from the hip-hop witch.
She's in the hip-hop witch.
Blood Diner. They call me Vitamin C. Remember that guy? The big fat fuck. Oh, Blood Diner's good. I wish your other movies were.
It's fucking great.
My number 9 is Beavis and Butthead Do America. They go on a road trip across America.
They get on the bus.
A Spike Lee jizzoint.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8.
The Muppet Movie.
You love Muppets. Especially this movie.
That's right. Kermit and Fozzie are going cross country because they're going to make it big in Hollywood. Moving right along. Moving in a fancy free. I'm ready for the big time. Is it ready for me?
Because I'm a mummy. What? I'm a mummy. That's what I hope you were doing was your mummy song. Oh, I found in fucking lyrics. Here they are. Hopefully you'll have them for next week.
It's a fucking metal song, though.
It's all right.
Bar 3 don't have no mummies. Something like that. So, yeah.
What number are we at?
7. Wait, you got to do your 8.
My number 8 is... Yeah, I guess it is a road trip movie. Natural Born Killers.
It is a road trip.
They're on the run.
They are.
On the road.
I don't like that movie, but it fits in this fucking category, yeah.
Number 7.
Just that fucking skinny ass Juliette Lewis. I never fucking liked her, man.
Well... You're not a fan of women. I understand. I mean, I don't understand, but to each their own.
Is she a woman? Fuck. I don't know.
Oh, she's a lady.
I don't know about that. Number 7. Pee-wee's Big Adventure. He's going cross country to find his bike.
You whack off in every adult theater in the
land. Along the way, and that's fine because he's on a mission to find
Pee-wee his bike. Whacks off America.
It's on the Alamo.
That dude who plays What's His Nuts looks like he'd fuck children. The guy who played Gacy?
The guy that steals his bike?
Yeah. Sherman or whatever the fuck
his name whatever is. The fuck his name. Yeah, no, yeah, I get it.
I'm not saying last Mask Fest, he was there and he had one of those fucking pickle duster mustaches. Ooh, he looked like he had boys in his basement. Probably doesn't, but I mean, don't dress like that if you don't, or look like that.
But if it does happen to be true, you heard it here first.
Then you won't be surprised.
All right.
Yeah, he's got a face for kid fucking, but he doesn't. I mean, we don't know, but these are just jokes. We don't know what he does, but nothing's out there that we know of.
Allegedly.
Yeah, this is just all funny stuff, making fun of a way this big fat guy looks.
Yeah, this guy that looks like he fucks kids. We're not saying that he does, but because we're just joking.
Yeah.
About him fucking kids, probably.
Which he doesn't, probably.
Yeah, more than likely not.
I don't know the guy. I just know what he looks like, and I know what people who have been not accused, but found guilty of.
Recused. You know, kid fuckers have a certain look, and
they look like him.
Maybe it's like his, but we don't know, because who are we to judge about that?
There's a reason he was cast to play Gacy.
Yeah.
He obviously knows what he looks like, and if he didn't after he got that role, he did.
Vitamin C. Gay C, you know? It all fits.
It does. And if it doesn't fit, you just spit on it and it will.
And that's what these fucking kid fuckers do.
Well, how do you know?
That's what he does, you know? But if he did, that's how he'd do it.
How do you know this?
I don't. I don't know any of this.
You just said you did.
This is your show, Tom Martino.
No.
I'm just a guest.
No.
An anonymous guest.
Oh, no.
Number six. I have The Hitcher.
Hey, well, I didn't do my number seven.
Well, then shut up and do it.
Well... legal name Jose Garcia. My number seven is Up in Smoke, the classic road trip movie.
That's a good one.
You know what song I had stuck in my head all fucking week?
Mexican Americans.
Santa Basketball Jones. Basketball Jones.
That's a good fucking song.
All week.
Basketball Joe, I got a Basketball Joe. I got a Basketball Joe. No, baby, you.
And then,
Basketball Joe. Oh, fuck, that song's great.
We'll go listen to the last episode.
Alright.
What are we doing? Oh no, it's your turn now. What were you saying your number six was? You spoiled it?
Yes, I did. The Hitcher. Yeah, with the...
The remake. Thomas Howell.
C. Thomas Howell and Rutger Hauer. He's hitchhiking, see? And C. Thomas Howell's on a road trip. And, Rutger Hauer, like, pulls his girlfriend in half. The end. Good movie.
My number six is Jim and Silly Bill Strike Back. Haven't watched it in a while. Don't know if it'll hold up, but when it came out and for a couple years, I thought this was just the greatest movie ever. It's not, but...
I have not heard of this one.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Have you ever heard of Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back?
Oh, those guys. You know what? Okay,
this was a clone of it.
This movie was like the fucking detriment of fucking Kevin Smith. This is where he started going downhill. Is like, man, this is just some stupid shit. And he's like, hey, I'm going to give my wife a fucking role in this.
Yeah.
Yeah, this fucking sucked.
Hey, to each their own.
But it's a road movie.
It is. It's my sixth favorite road movie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least we're getting into stuff that is actually good now, at least on my end.
All right, yeah.
I see you. Number 5.
Four rat. Oh, fuck yeah. He's on the road.
Oh, fuck yeah.
All over the road, you know? And aside from the shit with Pamela Anderson, this is fucking gold, man.
There's a new one coming out.
I know, I'm waiting for it.
A week or two. I hope it's next week.
I hope I'm not disappointed in that shit.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm sure it'll be. I think we will be pleasantly surprised.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Our Israeli brothers, and there's a lot of them that listen to this show, know that we're very supportive of old Borat there.
Well, my number 5 is Borat.
Holy shit. That is a fucking rarity. Wow. This may be a first.
I think it's happened a couple times, but
I don't know. Wait, let me go check my chart up here to see if this has happened. Well, okay, maybe it's happened once before. Now let me look at this chart again.
What Joe's trying to say, as far as road trip movies go, Borat's right in the middle.
Fuck yeah. That's a good one.
Number 4.
Number 4. Starman. The John Carpenter classic alien movie.
Dennis Quaid.
Dugan. I don't know who the fuck. Jeff Bridges?
There you go. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, he's got to get to the fucking canyons or something so the aliens can pick him up. And he's got Deborah Winger to fucking drive him there.
They go on a road trip.
They do go on a road trip.
Love ensues.
Mm-hmm. Fucking. I don't know about love, but they do some fucking.
Love.
Alien fucking. And that nerd guy from all the Clint Eastwood movies helps him get there, because he's a scientist, see?
Vitamin C.
Mm-hmm. You remember her?
No.
I don't know who the fuck
keep
he is.
Thinking about that fat guy from Blood Diner. I don't know the rapper Vitamin C.
Was she one of the fucking Spice Girls, or spices aren't vitamins?
No. If they were, they'd be called vitamins, right. Not spices.
Or vitamins, as our friend David would say from Australia.
Rest in peace. We didn't bring that up, but gone too soon. Fucking COVID.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck Colorado space.
He was caught with that dude from Pee Wee. They were both. Had fucking Walgreens by and mustache combs.
Shit.
sorry, prostate play. I think Mustache Combs won this one. Oh, fuck. I already sent myself the pictures. I was just gonna do the Friday the 13th 7, where it has like the split picture of the mask and then the girl. I was just gonna crop the girl out and put Celine. But now Dave and that dude from Pee Wee's gonna be the picture with the mustaches. Oi, mate, I don't remember being on this one. Do you remember being at Walgreens shopping for combs? Oh, shit.
Oh. For real, though, it's going to be...
It's definitely going to be the Friday the 13th Underworld one, though, because when we do the horror pictures, then we get more listeners.
Yes.
That one with just the basketball got nothing.
Podcast listeners don't like the NBA.
Fucking racist.
They are. Fucking racist.
Say goddamn dirty Dirk Nowitzki, you fuck.
Larry Bird don't even play no more.
But he did grow a mustache. Excuse me for a second, Joe.
Oh, fuck. All right, so while Tom's gone, you may want to go over and peruse DWMProductions.net, but don't order anything. Because Tom's not guaranteeing anything because he's so fucking busy making Zula balls and, like, other shit that people are like, hey, did this come in yet? All I got was this fucking CD. God damn, I'm pissed. Where's the mask? I've been asking for this mask for a while. These masks are supposed to come in so fast. But he's got other cool shit, you know, and some of it he's got ready. So you can check out his, eBay store, and maybe you can get that in time for Halloween, but I doubt it. I don't know.
I had to blow my nose. I had fluids coming out of all the holes in my face.
That's not all you blow, but anyway.
My paycheck on mustache combs and condoms. The tiniest condoms you can buy. Because I don't want them leaving their tiny seed in my anus. That's right. I don't fuck the children. They fuck me.
It's that reverse psychology, man.
I'm officer, I'm the one who got fucked.
I'm the victim.
Look at him. That son of a bitch. That goddamn 7-year-old. He goes to Walmart during Halloween and stocks up on fake mustaches. That's what he does.
I was just laying there. He's the one bouncing like a jackrabbit. Hmm?
Oh, fuck. What, number four? Did you say you're number four?
Yeah, I think we both did.
Hey, maybe. Wait a second. Before I forget, you might want to write this down. Next week, it's our favorite actors with mustaches. Or actresses. Can't wait. I know who's not making the list.
I know who is. So number four, did you do your number four?
No. I have the John Carpenter classic, Starman.
That's a good one. That's a road. Like
Kingpin.
Never seen it, but it is on Showtime, and I've been meaning to
watch it. It's good. Big Earn's the man. It's the only thing I like Bill Murray in. Besides that one time he grew a mustache and he was in that child.
We'll get to that.
Number 3.
From Dusk Till Dawn.
Mm.
As a family's on a road trip scene. But they get abducted by two killers. Brother killers.
Lover killers?
Brother lover killers. Yeah, I think they're fucking. I really do. I mean, there are some subtexts that I think they're sucking each other's dicks. Yeah. And then they go and, like, fucking go to a vampire strip bar.
Number 3?
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Boy. The Chris Farley classic. No mustaches. Number 2.
National Lampoon's Vacation. Yeah, they're going to Wally World, and they're stopping here and there along the way. It's a fucking road trip, man. Yeah. Christie Brinkley's on the road, too. Chevy Chase can probably fuck her, but he doesn't. So he just fucks Angie Dickinson, you know? Good movie.
My number 1 is the Rudy Ray Moore classic. Oh, wait, no, number 2. My bad. My number 2 is the Rudy Ray Moore classic, The Human Tornado. They get the sheriff comes, and they break up the party, and he has to run and steal a homosexual's gentleman to take his car on a road trip to Los Angeles.
Okay. All right. I was like, wait a minute, wait a minute. I was like, okay, you win on that one.
It happens.
It does.
All right, number 1. Here we go.
Mad Max Fury Road. Mm. Not only does it have road in the title, but
there are no roads in the movie. It's all dirt and sand.
That's fucking Australian roads, mate. Yeah, they gotta get from here to there to deliver some shit. But hey, we're not gonna go that way. We're gonna go this way to escape from this guy that's just fucking us. And this other dude's gonna help us. Good fucking movie. Mate.
Well, my number 1 is also a good movie. And this is the Robert Rodriguez classic From Dusk Till Dawn. They go to this vampire strip bar, or whatever the fuck you said. Can't remember. I'm still hung up on the great laugh we had. So join us next week where we don't top that.
Not at all.
Joe T-shirts.
FastCustomShirts.com. But you know what? If you want this shit like right in front of you, next week, DWM Productions.
This weekend.
Fast Custom Shirts. Yeah, this coming weekend, we're going to be at the Marriott Hobby Hotel. Pop-up market for Houston Horror Film Fest something or other. We're going to be there selling our shit. Pretty much just getting drunk.
Hey, everybody, if you're in the Houston area this weekend, head on down to the... I think it's pretty close to downtown. Just look up Houston Horror Film Fest pop-up market. It might be on the Houston Horror Film Fest website, but definitely if you search Facebook, you will find it. It is, I think, 11 to 6 p.m. this Saturday, the 24th October 2020. I think. So there's your paid commercial, Tony. After that, head on over to dwnproductions.net. You won't get your shit until 2021 unless you get something during the Black Friday sale, which I would recommend just holding off and just getting stuff then. One of these days I'll be able to get off my feet because I won't have them anymore.
Hey, and if you are in Houston, ask Tom to check out those socks.
So I'll be wearing them.
You can see what these $15 socks look like, you know?
They're about 17, 18 with tax. No, I think they were like 19 because they were like $16, $17.99. It's fucking ridiculous, Joe. But yeah, you'll see him.
Yeah, that shit isn't cheap, but so buy a mask for him.
I won't have many. I'm pretty much just going to be there.
He might have a mummy mask.
Probably not.
Fuck.
Probably not.
Because mummies are hot this year.
Yeah, I won't have much. If there's any Zooligans in the area, come on down. I'll be more than happy to meet you and shake your hand and whatnot.
And not give you the shit you ordered.
If you order something from me, you'll get it. Not going to sell you a forever face if that's what you're getting at.
Fuck.
Hey, everybody. You, boy, God. Give it a fuck!